place. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you move amongst the midst of us, helping us to be all that we can be, helping, leading and guiding us, strengthening us, helping us to move forward in your plan. Thank you, Father God, that tonight that truth would enter into the hearts of people and help them to receive all that you have for them. We give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. You can be seated. Hallelujah. 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 How many of you are glad to be a Christian? Hallelujah. Well, you know, sometimes we got to notify our face that we're glad. Amen. Do you ever look in the mirror and scare yourself? Well, you know, we ought to be glad people. We of all people in this world have a reason to be glad. Paul was in a place giving testimony before he was in chains. And he was giving testimony in a place before the king. And he said, I think myself happy. He said, another translation, he said, I cheerfully give an answer to you. And so, you know, sometimes you just got to decide to be happy. You can't wait for circumstances to change before you get happy. Because if that's the case, then the devil will make sure you're unhappy. Isn't that right? But you know, you can flip a switch and be happy. Just down on the inside, just flip a switch and say, I'm going to be happy no matter what. Amen. Somebody said one time, said smile so people wonder what you're up to. But you know, when you start being happy in spite of your circumstances, it'll make the devil wonder what you're up to. Make him wonder what you got. Isn't that right? So we're glad. We're glad people. Remember years ago, Demas Shakarian, who was a founder of Full Gospel Businessmen, he wrote a book called The Happiest People on Earth. And I want to tell you, that really spoke to me because I was told not to be happy in church. Wipe that smile off your face. You're going into church. But I'm telling you, man, church is a place to be happy. Church is a place to be joyful. Church is a place where you can just move with God, to encounter God, encounter more than what you had going for you before you came. You might come in one way, but you're going to leave another. Look at your neighbor and tell them, be happy. Be happy. Tell them a third time, be happy. You know, sometimes you just got to tell yourself repeatedly because first time it doesn't soak in. Be happy. Be glad. Be cheerful. Just ought to be glad, full of joy, overflowing joy. Hallelujah. Don't be like the one guy looked at me and he said, I worship God in my heart. Well, I thought to myself, if you really are, it's going to show up somewhere else. Isn't that right? Just... Hallelujah. Just go ahead. Yeah. We were coming home. My wife and I were coming home from church one day, and we looked over at the intersection. We came to, you know, red light, and we stopped there and looked over, and there's a couple there, very nicely dressed, obviously been in church. And I nudged my wife. I said, look over there. I said, something bad happened to them. They looked like they had a head-on collision with some sour pickles. Either that or they were in a lot of pain. But you know, sometimes the world is watching. They're looking for something. They don't know what they're looking for, but they ought to. You know, when you're a happy person, when you're a cheerful person, when you're a joyful person, somebody with a smile on their face, I'm telling you, listen, the world takes notice. Why? What's the deal with them? You know, there's not much to smile about in this world. Well, maybe not, but you know, we're connected with another world. Hallelujah. You got to stir up the happiness in you. Got to stir up the joy in you. When I was in the world, I'd go places and cry in my beer. Now I can come to church and shout for joy. I can tell you this. Being filled with the Spirit is certainly a whole lot better than the old wine that I used to drink. It's the truth. My goodness. I meet people, you know, sometimes I see people, Christians. I wonder, can they get over the threshold just to get in the door? And sometimes you just got to reach down and feel sorry for them, try to lift them up. Well, you know, sometimes I feel that way, but you know, sometimes you just got to put a smile on your face and go on. Never. Now listen to this. Never let the devil know that he hit you a blow that knocked you down. Because I'm telling you, put a smile on your face and let him know you're not hurt. Ha ha ha. Is that the best you got? Ooh, you know, he might, if you say that, he might just do something real bad. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha! You gotta learn to laugh at the devil. He comes to see if you'd like to keep your joy. Some people just say, oh, you want my joy? Okay, here it is. They just give it up. I don't know about you, but I fought too hard for the joy I got. Amen. To let the devil come along and hand me some sadness. Amen. I tell the devil, I don't take trade-ins. We're not doing any trading today. No trading today. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. All right, so let's start my message. Luke chapter 4 and verse 1. Ha ha ha. Some of you just need to get a good dose of joy. Actually, the fact is, if you really knew the truth, you got joy on the inside, but you got it locked up so long you forgot about it. But you got to unlock that joy on the inside and just let it out. Some of you said, Brother Yoder? Brother Yoder? Brother Yoder? You just don't know. And you're exactly right. I don't know. But you know, God knows. And he gave you a way out. It's called faith. And one of the strongest expressions of faith is to start expressing joy in the midst of negative circumstances. James said, when you fall into different or many trials and temptations, he said, count it all joy. Just get happy about it. In right in the middle of it. Just get happy. Just go ahead and help yourself. Get happy. The devil comes along and he says, I'm going to put some trouble on you and you're not going to get anything. But you know what? If you count it all joy, you know what the Bible says? You become, he said, it is the trying of your patience. It works patience. Now listen to me. That trouble will never bring you patience. Because patience is a fruit of the Spirit. I'll tell you what it does do. It works the patience that's in you. And you got to get a hold of that. And you say, no, I'm not trying to get patience. I'm not going to let the devil steal my patience. Because if I remain patient and joyful, let me tell you something. That same scripture comes up and says that you'll be perfect, entire, wanting nothing. Woo! You'll come out. You'll come out on top. Amen. So somebody stepped on you on their way up the ladder. Count it all joy that somebody stuck their big old boot in your face.
That didn't feel good. Let me tell you something. You try that again, and I'm going to tie your shoelaces together. Let's see you take some steps then.
No, my friend. Start counting it all joy. Ha, 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 I got stepped on. The devil said, I caused him to step on me, but God says, I'm going to reach down my hand and lift me up. Hallelujah. I'm just giving you time to find Luke chapter 4, verse 1. Some of you say, well, what's the matter with you? I really don't know. So why are you acting like that? I don't know. Just seems good. Just seems like the thing to do. Just seems like the happy thing to do. Hallelujah. So what if all the bills come in all at once and you wonder where the income went? Ha, ha, ha. Ha, 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 ha. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 4, verse 1. Are you there yet? We're just taking the long way to get there. You know, we used to do that every day, every Sunday on the way to church. It seemed like a long way to get there. We drove horse and buggy to church when I was growing up. Took a while to get there. I don't know. I hope I'm not backslid. Luke chapter 4, verse 1. Then Jesus, being filled, everybody say filled. Filled. Say it again. Filled. With the Holy Spirit. Returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Now, I don't know about you, but see this glass? Is that full? No. There's a space left at the top. It's not full. Almost full. You know, you can have a glass and you can decide how much needs to be in there. Isn't that right? How much you want in there. You could have it half full. You could have it three quarters full. You could have it like that. You could have it up to the brim. You could even have it overflowing. You could just keep pouring even though it's full. You said, just keep putting it in there or trying to put it in there. I want to tell you something. You also can decide what you're going to be filled with. Jesus being filled with the Holy Spirit. As a Christian, you can decide what you're going to be filled with. You can either be filled with what this world says, or you can be filled with what God says. You can be filled with the Spirit. You can be filled with the world's ideas, or you can be filled with the Word of God. It's up to you what you want to be filled with. Isn't that right? The word filled actually here in this verse means to be covered up. Covered up. So we know that glass right there is not covered up with water because it's all on the inside. And that's a picture of a lot of Christians. They've got it all inside. They even have they got the right thing. They got they're as full as they are. They've got the word. They've got some of the word in them. The only problem with it all is they're not filled to overflowing. And then they gripe about their world. But you see, and they're sad about their world. But you see, here's the thing. If you never get filled, covered over, covered up and spilling over, let me tell you, you're not going to change your world. I don't know about you, but I want to be filled. Totally filled. Now, I want to get you something else. Go back. Let me just tell you this. We know that Jesus, Luke 1:35 tells you this, that Jesus was born of the Spirit. Isn't that right? We know that, don't we? Holy Spirit came and overshadowed Mary. And that which was born was called the Son of God. And then in Luke chapter 3, verse 22, it says the Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus in the River Jordan in the form of a dove. And so we know that he was baptized with the Holy Spirit. And then now in Luke 4:1, because in 3:22, I don't know what the time frame is from 3:22, Luke 3:22 to Luke 4:1. I don't know what that time frame is. But it said this in Luke chapter 4, verse 1, Jesus being filled. He didn't say he was filled at the Jordan, but he's being filled. Let me tell you, my friend, how many of you have had a wonderful experience of being filled with the Holy Spirit? But see, my question, the more pertinent question for many of us is, are we being filled? Are we continually being filled up? Are we continually drinking at the fountain at the well of salvation and joy overflowing in our lives? Amen? And that's something that you and I are going to have to keep doing over and over again. Because you see, you're either going to... Now listen to this. You are not a leak-proof vessel. You see, if you don't overflow, you're going to leak out the bottom. One person said it this way. If you don't overflow and spill and spill over and give it out, it's going to leak out the soles of your shoes. But either way, you're going to need to get filled up again. Even the apostles had that happen. In Acts chapter 2, they were filled with the Spirit of God. Acts 2:4. But it says over in Acts chapter 4, two chapters later, I don't know what the time frame is, relatively short, but it says they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and Peter and John were at least in that crowd. So I just look at it this way. If the apostles needed to be refilled, certainly I would too. Amen. And it's not a bad thing to get filled up. I'll tell you what's sad is Christians sitting there, I don't need any of that. I'll tell you, I'm doing fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. You know, and really what's happened is they've settled down into a routine. They've settled into a routine that just day-to-day living. No surprises. And they're not real happy. Maybe not real sad, but they're just kind of going along. Same old, same old. I don't know about you, but I didn't take me long to read or to read very much in the Bible, and I find out that God has called us to do more than that, to be more than that. And I found out this, that a lot of Christian living is simply stirring up what God's already given us. I'm going to repeat that. A lot of Christian living is simply stirring up within us what God has already given to us. But see, religion has taught us to beg God, and maybe if it's God's will, we can have it. But no, the truth is that when the Holy Spirit came to live in you, when you became born again, He didn't come empty-handed. He came with joy. He came with peace. He came with love. He came with patience. He came with gentleness. He came with kindness. I've met people. I had one parishioner walk up to me one time years ago. New guy showed up in church, and he walks up to me and he said, "I'm so-and-so. I'm just rough and tough, and that's the way you're going to have to take me." I thought, "I don't believe I'll take you." That's what I thought. Later on, I let him know I wasn't going to take him that way because he caused problems in the church with his unkindness. "Well, I'm just this way. I'm just the way God made me. I'm just a rough old, tough old person. I'm just this way you are." Another person said, "You know, I know people think that I'm critical and judgmental, but you know, God has given me a gift of the God has put me in the office of a prophet. I have a prophetic gift, and that's just the way it is." I'm telling you, my friends, we got so many strange ideas and excuses for things that God never had anything to do with. Good place to get happy. Just let everybody know we're not talking about you. I mean, you might as well get happy. Amen. He said, "Lord, when you change it, I'll get happy." And the Lord is saying, "When you get happy, I'll change it." You understand? But see, your willingness to be happy depends on what you're filled with and how full you are. See, sometimes we go along here, we don't really realize that we're only filled with the Spirit up to our knees. The rest of it's either hot air or ideas of the world or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know a few of those.
I put myself in there. Every once in a while I check up on myself, and I'm amazed at what I find there. I thought, "Oh, dear God." Drives me right down to the altar, to the Lord, you know, and said, "God, you got to fill me up." I said, "I want that stuff washed out of me. I want that old attitude gone. I want that old sourpuss look gone, wiped off my face." I'll tell you what, you look in the mirror sometimes with the attitude you got, and you know, that looks catching, contagious. We better get rid of that before somebody else gets it. You know what I'm saying? But I'll tell you this. Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit. Led by the Spirit. Now, which comes first? This is difficult. But I believe you can get this. Which comes first, being filled or led? You say, "Well, I want to be led by the Spirit." Then get filled to overflowing. Amen. It'll be a whole lot easier. Because you see, there's always influences working on us. And you know, sometimes, how many of you have ever thought that you heard from the Lord and, you know, you'd have to admit, it really wasn't? We could all say yes on that. But you can cut down or minimize the times when you miss it by making sure that you're filled to overflowing with the Spirit of God, because He's the one that will lead you or wants to lead you. Amen. And we ought to be totally, strive to be totally influenced by Him and by what He has. Amen. So we think this is a wonderful place to be. It says that He was being filled, constantly filled, continually filled. And then he's also being led by the Spirit. I mean, how much better can it get? I'm telling you, we're moving along. How many of you have ever thought, I don't know if it can get any better than this? You've had some amazing experiences in God, and this is just going good, and this is wonderful, and God is good, and you're happy, and you're just, oh man, you just don't have enough adjective to describe how thrilled you are. And then the Holy Spirit leads us into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And I want to tell you something. The question I got sometimes in my mind is, how can something start out so good and end up so bad? You ever wondered? And the truth of the matter is, sometimes we don't understand the whole thing. The process of becoming who God wants us to be. And that is this, that God did not say that wilderness is specifically a bad place to be. Because all the great leaders in the Bible, all the people that greatly influenced the people in their world were people that spent time in the desert or in the wilderness, including Jesus. I'll give you somebody that didn't, and he didn't do well, and that's King Saul. So wilderness is not, we got to get it out of our mind. Wilderness, devil. Don't go there. How many of you have been tempted by the devil or demons? Come on. See, some of you are tempted to keep your hand down right now. Now listen to me. How many of you have ever been what you would think is a wilderness place? Come on. Now let me ask you this. In the wilderness place, were there temptations? Okay, now let me ask you this. But you didn't stay in the wilderness. How many of you have been to the wilderness and back? Okay, now that you're back, has all temptation ended, or is there still being temptations coming? You mean the devil's still around? He doesn't just roam in the wilderness? That alone tells me that wilderness is not something equated with the devil. Wilderness is not a demonic pit of some kind. God's not throwing you into some kind of demonic pit, you know, to see if you can clamber up the sides before the demons get you. They're not laying odds on you in heaven as to whether you're going to make it out. Ha ha ha. But I'll tell you what the wilderness place is. It's that place. Now listen to this. I discovered this, and I want to tell you something. It is a place of development. It is a place where we learn to humble ourselves before God, and that we may know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. It is a place where you decide what you're going to get filled up with, and you decide how full you're going to be. Sure, there's challenges. And you're going to have to do just like Jesus did. He said, it is written. The devil said, okay, you had an answer for that. How about this? And so he came at him again. And Jesus had the same answer. It is written. And then he came the third time and he said, it is written. And the Bible says that the devil left Jesus for a more opportune time. What does that mean? That means that he was going to wait till Jesus was only about half full. Half full of the Spirit, half full of the Word. It didn't happen for him, but I'm telling you, he's hanging around watching you. When you get about a third full and you don't even realize it, it's like Samson. He woke up and his hair had been cut and he didn't realize that his strength has gone. And you have to understand, listen to me, my friend, you got to keep filling up every day. You got to get filled up with the Word. You got to get filled up with the Spirit of God. You got to be willing to lift your hand and say, Holy Spirit, fill me up again. Just all over. Why? Because I'm not going to be devil bait. I'm not going to give the devil a more opportune time. The Bible says in Luke chapter 4, verse 14, it says this, that then Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. We'd all like to have the power. But to understand, listen to me, the wilderness is also a place for you to find out what you have, what God has given you, and how to operate in it. It is a learning place. And you have to understand, listen to me. We have preachers and men of God and women of God that we admire. And they say, they're so anointed. But you don't understand sometimes what people go through to get to the place where the anointing is. To operate in the anointing. Born of the Spirit, baptized with the Spirit, being filled with the Spirit, being led by the Spirit, being empowered by the Spirit. Then it says in Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me. You might as well get happy about it. It's not going to get any better. I don't have any better. I gave you my best. Why don't you stand with me? If you hadn't got it by now, and we're going to invite you to the back room and do it all over again. No, I'm kidding. Let's just decide to be happy. I'll tell you what, some of you got problems that are weighing heavily on your shoulders. And I want to tell you something. I'm not belittling those things. Some of you got health problems that are a challenge to you. Some of you are sitting here doing good to be here because you don't have a lot of gas money. And some of you have been dealing, I just know this by the Spirit of God, you have been confused, dealing with confusion in your mind. And you've been struggling with what you are, who you're supposed to be. What is it, God, that I'm supposed to do? And then the devil's been hammering on you. And I'm going to tell you something. Listen to me. Let's just lift our hands up and let's just get filled with the Spirit of God right where you are. How many of you believe the Holy Spirit can fill you up right now? Reach up and get it in the name of Jesus. Be filled with the Spirit of God. Be filled with the Spirit of God. Be filled with the Spirit of God. Be filled, 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 filled with the Spirit of God all over this place. Now lift your voice and begin to lift your voice in the Spirit and begin to pray out in other tongues. Let it come out of your innermost being. Oh, worship God in the Spirit. Oh, Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Just praise Him and worship Him now. Thank Him that you're filled. Thank God we're filled. Filled with the Spirit. Filled to overflowing. Covered up. Hallelujah. Spilling out. Spilling out. Just begin to sing in the Spirit. Just lift your voice and begin to sing in the Spirit. Oh, parabati asoto. Yetoloma satoe. Astodoma kalalamase. Bridi alantoloboko. Desto somanande. Ile torobas kaso. Stir it up on the inside now. You're being filled now. Let it stir it up. Stir it up. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Magnify your name, O Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. Hallelujah. I hear the Holy Spirit just in my spirit. For if you will stir up and lift up me in the midst of your trials and troubles and things that you're going through, you will find that as I am lifted up, so will I reach a hold of you and lift you up also. Up above the confusion and up above the circumstances, above the trials, help you to look beyond the immediate things that are happening and help you to see there is a life. There is a life that I have called you to, a life more abundantly. And yes, yes, it shall help you to come through victoriously, even in the things that you're now going through. So stir up and lift up and be filled afresh and anew. Oh, come often and be filled afresh and anew. And you shall find that it is so easy to find happiness and joy as you go through. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands up to the Lord And let's just thank Him right now. Magnify His name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. We honor You. We honor You. We honor You in this place. We humble ourselves before You, Lord, and we acknowledge that we cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from You. We desire Your word. We desire to be filled with Your Spirit every day, every day, every day. Hallelujah. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Worship You. Worship You. Worship You. Just take a moment. I know taking a little bit of time here, but just worship Him just right now. Not quite done yet. Worship Him. Just quietly worship Him right where you are. Just worship Him. Let this be a close moment with you and God. Draw near to Him right now and receive what He has for you. Some of you has a word. Some of you there's peace. Some of you there's healing. Some of you He's letting you know there's a need met. Go check it out. And some of you He's letting you know, I haven't forgotten you. I'm working on this. And I'll be right on time with what it is that you need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we worship You. Now, some of you, I hear the word assignments. Assignments. It's in times like this that the Holy Spirit whispers deep down inside and lets us know, here's what I want you to do. Here's what I want you to be. Do this. Do this. This is your assignment for now. Do this, and when that is done, I will show you more. Hallelujah. So these times are valuable and precious, for it is in these times that we find communication, that we find the revelation, that we find the direction, even correction, so that we may be all that You created us to be. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Worship You, Lord. Worship You, Lord. Worship You, Lord. Some of you can have... Now listen to this. The Spirit of the Lord is just... I don't know how to end this, really. Some of you guys may have to help me. I don't know. But the Spirit of the Lord is... I heard Him say this. Some of you lock dreams away down in the heart. And you haven't explored them for some reason or another. You've tucked them away. Some of you had bad experiences and you said, I'm not going there again. Because you tried to walk in your dream. But my friend Moses could have said that when it didn't work out the first time he tried to influence Israel. Look to him. Don't lock the dream away. Instead, dream the dream. Dream it again. Dream again. Dream again. And then allow God to make you who you're supposed to be in this development time. Then, when the time is right, you'll be able to step into the dream that you've had. For the Lord is the God who watches over you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. Look at your neighbor and tell him God is good. I look at your other neighbor and tell him God is very good. Very good. Amen. We've got connection, or the prayer team. They're ready to come. They're coming down and ready to come and pray with you if you need prayer for something. Hallelujah. And the men will be on this side. The ladies will be on this side. We just thank God for you, all of you that are here in this place. All of you are valuable and precious in the eyes of God. You're valuable and precious in the eyes of your pastors. You ought to value, you ought to be valuable and precious to one another. Amen. So I want to encourage you, draw close to God. You don't have to wait till somebody like me preaches again like this and talks about joy and acts funny to get you to lighten up. I just want to tell you, you can, in your own time, you can say, "Fill me, Lord." And you can start out in your own work, in by yourself. You can say, "Ha ha ha, I'm filled. I ask to be filled, and God does what I ask Him to when I ask according to His word. So I know I must be filled, even if I don't feel like it. But I can say, ha ha ha, ha ha ha." So what do I do now? After I believe that I have received being filled with the Spirit, what do I do then? I stir it up. Ha ha ha. Oh, I don't, may not feel like it. I might feel like crying. But you got to stir it up. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. God, I choose to be happy. If Paul could be happy with chains on, I can be happy without chains. You could just be happy, happy, happy. But it's your choice. Amen. Be filled. Amen. God bless you for coming. Shake hands with somebody and let them know that you appreciate them. By the way, keep Pastor and Mrs. Hagen in prayer. They are doing a crusade starting tonight in Wright City, Missouri. And wonderful people there, Pastor Terry Roberts. Isn't that who it is? I believe that's right. And so keep them in prayer. They're doing it through Wednesday. And so we know that they're being a great blessing there. Amen. Have a great week. Bless somebody, and then you're free to go.